Here's your fair value brief for Sunday, August 16, 2026. Let's start with the 30-second recap. Copper hit a record $14,625 per ton in July, up 22% for the month, adding 2-3% to data center construction costs. That's squeezing margins for Nvidia, trading at 45 times earnings, and AMD at 30 times. Meanwhile, the Fed's internal split deepened. Three officials dissented in July's hold, the most since 2021, as retail sales fell 0.6% and 10-year Treasury yields climbed to 4.63%. Markets now see a 67% chance of no September move. And Brent crude rose 6% to $88.52 after Strait of Hormuz rerouting added $400,000 per oil tanker trip, introducing 6-7% inflationary pressure just as the Fed seeks cooler prices. Now, to the markets. AI's rapid expansion and the Fed's next step stayed in focus this week, but both stories ran into real-world limits. The themes haven't broken, but the strain is visible. First up, COPPA's record rally is challenging AI's physical build-out. The AI boom assumed digital growth could outpace physical constraints. COPPA's 22% July surge to $14,625 per ton just proved that wrong. Here's the cost hit. A 10-megawatt data center needs 1,200 tons of copper for wiring and cooling. At today's prices, that's an extra $17 million per facility, 2-3% of total construction costs. Across the sector's $600 billion in annual spending, unplanned expenses now reach $12 to $18 billion. The timing risk? Nvidia, at 45 times earnings, and AMD, at 30 times, have priced in double-digit revenue growth, counting on data centers expanding without delay. Even a 5% slowdown in builds could push that growth into 2027, leaving valuations exposed. And the capital question, Databricks' $5 billion raise at a $190 billion valuation shows venture money is still chasing AI aggressively. But rising input costs mean not all bets will pay off as planned. Next, Fed divisions are widening as data sends conflicting signals. The Federal Reserve kept rates at 3.5-3.75% in July, but the 9-3 vote, the most opposition since 2021, highlighted growing disagreement. Recent reports only added to the debate. Retail sales dropped 0.6% in July, against an expected 0.1% gain. Consumer sentiment slipped as inflation expectations edged up, and 10-year Treasury yields rose to 4.63%, reflecting worries over sticky inflation or geopolitical risks. The Fed's in a tight spot. With core inflation at 3.4%, officials face two bad options: hike into a slowing economy and risk recession, or accept above-target inflation and risk credibility. Markets now put a 67% probability on no September hike, but bond yields suggest traders see more inflation ahead than the Fed's forecast assumes. Now, geopolitics is keeping oil prices elevated. Brent crude climbed 6% to $88.52 this week, not because supply is tight, but because geopolitical tensions are acting like a tax on global trade. Here's the shipping squeeze. The Strait of Hormuz, where 1/5 of the world's oil passes through, remains effectively closed. Insurers have pulled coverage, forcing tankers to take the long route around the Cape of Good Hope. That adds 10 to 15 days to each voyage and $400,000 in extra costs per trip. The inflation ripple? At $90 per barrel, energy prices could push global inflation up by 6-7% just as the Fed tries to bring prices down. Higher oil acts like an unplanned rate hike, cutting into consumer spending and business investment while giving the central bank less room to ease if inflation lingers. The U.S. dollar index dipped 0.3% to 99.67 this week, even as geopolitical risks typically support the greenback. This time, the reaction was subdued. Here's the shift. Markets are focusing on U.S. economic fundamentals over external threats. Weak retail sales and fading rate hike expectations weighed on the dollar, while the euro gained 0.4% to 1.1573. The takeaway? The dollar isn't losing its safe haven role. It's being overshadowed by domestic growth concerns. If U.S. data weakens further, the currency could keep sliding, even amid global uncertainty. And in crypto, Bitcoin at $62,917 and Ethereum at $1,878 ended the week flat, but two developments highlighted the sector's contradictions. First, Harmony Protocol lost $4 billion in an exploit, exposing deep vulnerabilities at the protocol level, a reminder that systemic risks still lurk beneath the surface. Second, Ethereum's real-world asset tokenization passed $17 billion, showing traditional finances increasing reliance on blockchain to connect with legacy systems. The tension is clear. Crypto is gaining institutional traction, but the Harmony hack reminds us that technical risks haven't vanished. They've just gotten more complex. Now, the big question this week. Can AI's momentum survive COPPA's surge? AI has driven the S&P 500's gains this year, built on one key assumption. Data center capacity would expand quickly and cheaply. Copper at $14,625 per ton is now testing that idea. Here's the cost shock. A 10-megawatt data center requires 1,200 tons of copper for infrastructure. At current prices, that adds $17 million, 2 to 3% of total construction costs. For the industry's $600 billion in annual spending, unplanned costs now total $12 to $18 billion. The execution risk? If projects face even 5 to 10% delays, chipmakers like NVIDIA and AMD could see revenue shifted into 2027. That matters when NVIDIA trades at 45 times earnings, AMD at 30 times, and both valuations assume near-perfect execution. The broader risk? AI thrived in a low-volatility, low-rate environment. If earnings growth stalls, one of the market's key stabilizers could lose its footing. Here's what we're watching. Data center operators' spending plans. Check Equinix and Digital Realty earnings. Chipmakers' forward guidance, especially NVIDIA's next report. And COPPA's staying power. If prices stay above $13,500 per ton for a month or more, the cost pressure worsens. Now, here's what to watch this week. On Monday, Canada's CPI month-over-month comes out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Forecast is plus 0.4% versus last month's drop of 0.4%. A hotter-than-expected number could revive talk of a Bank of Canada rate hike, lifting the Canadian dollar and pressuring TSX stocks. Wednesday brings UK CPI year-over-year at 2 a.m. Eastern. Forecast is 2.9%, up from 2.6 last time. Rising UK inflation may force the Bank of England to keep rates higher, supporting sterling but weighing on FTSE 100 shares. Also Wednesday, the FOMC meeting minutes drop at 2 p.m. Eastern. July's minutes will show how divided the Fed really is. Stronger hawkish views could spark volatility in Treasury yields and the dollar. Thursday, U.S. initial jobless claims at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Last week's number was 209,000. A rise above 200,000 would signal a softer labor market, increasing chances of a Fed pause in September. And Friday, U.S. existing home sales at 10 a.m. Eastern. Last month's number was 4.16 million. With 30-year mortgage rates at 6.67%, the data will show whether housing demand is finally weakening under higher borrowing costs. Now, worth learning today, surveys and PMIs. Last week's open question, the UK GDP month-over-month report is still pending. A stronger-than-expected number could push UK bond yields higher, but the data hasn't landed yet, so the question remains unresolved. Here's why PMIs move markets before hard data does. Last week's 0.6% drop in US retail sales was a clear disappointment. Yet economists saw it coming because the ISM services PMI had already fallen to 51.4 in June, just above the 50 line that separates growth from contraction. How PMIs work? These are monthly business surveys covering manufacturing or services, asking questions like, are new orders rising or falling? Is your firm hiring more workers? Are supplier deliveries speeding up or slowing down? Responses get turned into a 0 to 100 index. Above 50 means expansion, activity is growing. Below 50 means contraction, activity is shrinking. And the distance from 50 shows the strength of the trend. Why traders watch them? PMIs are leading indicators. They turn before GDP or jobs reports. A PMI drop today often predicts weaker GDP readings months later. Here's the current split. ISM manufacturing PMI is at 48.5, Contraction, factories are struggling. ISM services PMI is at 51.4, barely growing. Services are holding up. If both fall below 50, it's a recession warning. If they rebound, the economy may be steadying. We've called GDP the scoreboard. Think of PMIs as the pregame warm-ups. They don't count toward the final score, but they show which team has momentum. That's concept 34 of 83 in the Fair Value course. Tomorrow's setup, Canada's CPI month over month. Forecast is +0.4%, prior was -0.4%, arrives Monday. If the number comes in higher than expected, how will the two-year Canadian government bond yield react, and why? Hint, focus on how inflation data reshapes central bank rate expectations. We'll resolve it in the next brief. Stay sharp. Markets move fast.